Good morning. The last couple of weeks in my life, I have been deeply hooked into a story about an interaction that happened in my life a few weeks ago and how it unrolled, how it felt to be completely sucked into it, the effects that it had in my life, and the way through it. And I know this is a roller coaster we all live on. It's life. And I just wanted to share about the steps of becoming aware. It made me think about the nature of thought and our relationship to our thoughts. I just wanted to share a few thoughts about that and suggest we take it into our small sharing circles. So, the nature of thought. Thought seems so real, so compelling. It comes from our deeply rooted beliefs, our worldviews, our conditioning. And in practice, we take the position of being an observer, of just being an observer of the thoughts and the images that come and go. That's really different. Radically different than how we normally walk through life. Just being the observer. And we discover that on one level, all thoughts are the same. They are all created equal, as the Declaration of Independence might say, that they are temporary appearances that come and go like clouds in the sky. And as we explore the observer role, that space of awareness becomes more open and thoughts become less demanding, less real in demanding our attention. And we start to loosen that tight relationship of believing what we think. Our thoughts start to be more transparent. By which I mean they lack substance and importance. Now that's a big thing. We could say, using Dharma speak, that we see our thoughts are revealed as empty. Like those clouds, they appear without any core or entity inside them. Of course, until we get caught in them, right? Now, this one is really real. But as we begin to see the nature of thoughts, for me, we begin to recognize that the stories and our emotional dramas are structured from interlocking patterns of thoughts, our empty thoughts interlock together. And they become more powerful when they interlock and reinforce each other. So, as we continue to observe thoughts and thinking, we see how they link together in sort of chains of meaning and of particular significance. And it is this linking together of thoughts and patterns that creates stories, beliefs, and emotional drama that is a convincing and powerful, in a convincing and powerful way. And this, of course, is the creation of the ego-identified sense of a self, are these interlocking structure scaffolding of thoughts, memories. So that's life, right? In practice, and with practice, have you noticed that sometimes the stories seem to recede into the background and they lose their grip? What happens then? How does that feel? Part of it is that at that point, the stories that we tell ourselves about reality, we can see they really have very little to do with what is actually going on. They're interpretations, they're projections into this blank screen of life, which then have a very powerful effect on what we do and what actually happens when we come from those, that interlocking belief. So here's the question. What would it be like to live free of your stories? What would we feel? What would our life be like? What would it be like to not have the story running things? So we're going to split into small groups in a moment, and I would invite you in your sharing group to pick one story that's currently running through your mind. I think we all know that feeling when we've got a loop going. I presume we all understand that, especially when there's something that's upsetting or obstructing us. So pick one thing that's bugging you right now, that's running through your mind. And in your group, don't go into the story and the details and all that, because that is not what's important. Rather, excuse me, someone's coming back in here. Rather, focus on what it feels like, who you are when you're inside the grip of the story, and who you might be and how you might move if the story weren't there or weren't running the show, so to speak. So I realize some of these, those words may connect to more, some of us more than others. So let me say another version that might feel more accessible. Talk about something that's bugging you. No need to go into the details of what happened and who said this and who did that. Just what does it feel like to be bugged and stressed by some story of a situation, and how it might be in the same situation if you weren't stressed about it, there wasn't a story about it, but you simply had to respond to it in some way.